Is there a name for the for that second story of the barn there?
No, I own the loft.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever seen a, you know, that hay rack you're talking about? Does it have a cover on it?
Okay, like you just stack it right out here in the open, up around a long pole. You set a pole up out there and put cross members on it like that, you know, to start your stack on so it won't be on the ground. Put it up about a foot high where the air can pass under there, you know. And then when you get to the top of that and get your stack completed, then the most always would take a piece of old tar paper or something another like that and put that over the top of it to help the watershed.
Did you ever see a haystack that was made out of like four poles and a sliding roof?
No, I've never seen one of those. I've heard of them.
Oh, really?
I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
Was there a special name that they called?
I don't know.
Called?
Nothing on it. Just a hay rack is all right. What I would, way I would term it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about cutting the hay. Did you ever rake it into little piles out in the field after you cut them?
Oh yes, we had to. Had to cut a. Back in those days, we didn't have anything but what we called a hay rake.
Mm-hmm.
Hook the horse to it, and we'd pull that there and rake it in windrows.
Windrows. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a kind of a special shelter for cows, like that might they might go under when it's raining?
I did when I had that ranch. I had a big what I call my hay barn there.
Mm-hmm.
I could store 3,000 bales of hay under that barn, and when I'd use the hay out in the winter time, you know. Feed it up, feed it to the stock. Then I'd open the gate where they could come in. I had it fenced around where the cattle, I'd keep them away from that hay rack, you know, the hay stored in there. And I would open the gates then and let the cattle come in there in the summertime when it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to come in under the shade there. If they didn't, I had big oak trees. Now, when I cleared the land for the ranch, why, I left a lot of oak trees for shade.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you want to do is to leave shade. You see that fellow right there, got that little pasture right here, and he puts his cattle in here. You see them big oak trees, yonder? The cattle can go under there. He never puts very many in there, but the cattle can go in there for shade in the heat of the day.
Yeah.
And in clearing a ranch, if you've got oak trees in there, why, do it the way I've done it. I think I was right too. I went out there and marked the trees I didn't want that bulldozer to hit. Leave shapes, got it all about in there.
Yeah.
Cattle just bank up around them trees. You never have very much grazing around those trees. Well, that's where the cattle lay there. They come in and lay there in the heat of the day.
Where would you keep your horses? Is there a special place for them?
Kept my horse in a sack.
In a sack? It's hard getting him in there.
Not when I was farming. I had stalls and a lot, what we call a lot, around the barn.
Mm-hmm.
I could turn them out of the stall into that. Let them walk around in that lot there. I had water in there. I had a water trough in there where they had water. But, them little dogs got a rabbit. he'll stop with them.
Got him a rabbit, huh?
Yeah, after a rabbit or rat or something.
Mm-hmm.